In the cover of early morning darkness, a group of U.S. infantry soldiers from Forward Operating Base Airborne slowly climb up a mountainside to establish a remote observation point, or OP. As the platoon reaches the top of the ridge, the scene somewhat resembles a Special Forces commercial. The soldiers quietly crawl and squat into nooks and crannies in preparation for a day of surveillance. A machine gunner, Specialist Mark Barton, is settled on the post perimeter to scan the low ground for anything that might hint at possible enemy movement or encampment.
The purpose right now is the fact that we've been taking indirect fire from the green zone behind us and from these ridge lines over here. So the purpose of us setting up an OP is to prevent that, so that way if we catch them in the act, we can either capture them or do what we need to do. These are pre-established fighting positions that someone has built up. We don't know if it was prior Americans or if it was the Taliban that are here in this area, and trust me, they are here.
While the perimeter gunners scan with their weapon scopes, hidden spotters are positioned across the line of sight with binoculars, making sure the entire field of vision in front of the post is covered. One of the spotters, PFC Michael Flynn, says they are specifically looking for points of origin, or POO sites, that offer hidden placement for enemy rockets.
If we spot anything, it would definitely be successful. It's also still successful if we come up here and we don't see anything. Either way, it would just be successful just coming up here, just seeing the lay of land so we could actually figure out where indirect fire would be. It's more intelligence that we could report up.
After 7 hours spent hidden atop the mountain, the platoon slowly climbs down for a return to their base. Stunned expressions of nearby Afghan farmers as the soldiers descend prove the platoon had gone completely unnoticed during their mission. As one soldier noted, now the enemy has more reason to look over their shoulder. Reporting from Central Afghanistan, I'm Marine Corporal Joshua DeFore.